Gautam opening the sutra. She's going to play this hymn once through, and we'll just listen. And then she'll play it again once through, and we'll hum along. And then we'll sing all three verses. And then at the end, if you would be so kind, just play it again once through without our voices. Okay?
Thank you.
Steph said something to me that sounded just like his mother. I commented on it, and in doing so, I realized that I was becoming more and more like my own mother day by day, which is a mixed blessing indeed. I told Steph this, and he said, I thought they were supposed to go away when they die. My father died 22 years ago, and my mother 6 years ago. During all these years, I've continued to feel their presence. And in many ways, I feel it stronger now than when they first died. I had already begun working on this talk, and then I found the hymn that we have just sung. And it's really clear that this Frederick Lucien Hosmer, the man who wrote these words, had an experience similar to my own, and I think it's a very common human experience. And still their silent ministry within my heart has place, as when on earth they walked with me and met me face to face. Yes, there they are in my heart, but they also spend quite a lot of time in my brain, which is sometimes wonderful and sometimes quite annoying. But there they are, and they don't seem to have any plans to leave anytime soon, so I may as well just enjoy it. This talk is on Blue Cliff Record, Case 82. Talung's Hard and Fast Reality Body. A monk asked Talung, the physical body rots away. What is the hard and fast body of reality? Lung said, the mountain flowers bloom like brocade. The valley streams are brimming blue as indigo. The mountain flowers bloom like brocade. The valley streams are brimming blue as indigo. Ta Lung was another of the ancient Chinese teachers. What is interesting about Ta Lung is that we know almost nothing about him. We don't even know who his teacher was, which is highly unusual because in Zen, lineage is everything. All we have of him is this one koan in the Blue Cliff Record, plus a few other enigmatic sayings that have come down through the ages. But in what context any of this was said, no one knows. I find it more than a little ironic that the one teacher about whom nothing is known, or who is known only through this one koan, is responding to the question, that what is it that is permanent? The hard and fast reality body, or the hard and fast body of reality in the monk's question needs a little explaining. In the Mahayana tradition, which for you newbies, Zen is a part of, all Buddhas, and there are many Buddhas, are thought to have three bodies. The Dharmakaya, the Sambhogakaya, and their Nirmanakaya. Kaya is the Sanskrit word for body. And the Sambhogakaya is the body of delight, acquired through the merit of past lives. The Nirmanakaya is the earthly body, the human body, if you will. Its purpose is to expound the teachings, and it dissolves at death. But the Dharmakaya is the real deal. It is the spiritual body of the Buddhas. Timeless, free from all dualities, permanent. This is what the monk wants to know about. What is it that is permanent? Again, the monk's question. The physical body rots away. What is the hard and fast reality body? Can't you feel this poor monk's anguish in this question? Maybe he has just lost a parent or a close friend. The question seems to probe much deeper than mere intellectual curiosity. My friend's body is rotting away. Will anything of him last? Or perhaps he is ill and looking at his own impending death. I know that when I die, my body will disintegrate. What will happen to me when I die? Will there be anything left of me after I die? Or perhaps more succinctly, does my life matter? Will it have made any difference? Will I have made any difference? These are hard and painful questions that we all have to face sooner or later. It's bad enough to think of the disappearance of my body or of the body of my loved one, to know that it will indeed rot away. But is there anything left? Anything at all? Will my life have made a difference to anyone? And deeper yet, is there anything that lasts? Anything at all? Is there anything that is hard and fast? Anything that is permanent? Anything that is eternal? Is there anything that we can rely on? Now, apparently, Ta Lung was quite gruff from the few other sayings we have of his. There was quite a harsh tone. But I think Ta Lung had great compassion for this monk, that he spoke with gentleness and kindness. Even though his answer seems totally unrelated to the question, it is filled with gentleness. The mountain flowers bloom like brocade. The valley streams are brimming blue as indigo. What a beautiful image. But how does it relate to the monk's question? The image is one of something transient. The mountain flowers will surely fade. The valley streams may or may not continue to flow and remain blue as indigo. If you look at a stream, it is forever changing. There's nothing here that is genuinely permanent. So how is this an answer? It is the same answer that Feng Shui gave in the koan Speech and Silence, where he is asked what is beyond speech and silence. And he says, I think of the partridges chirping among the fruit trees. This Feng Shui's answer and Ta Lung's answer is, it is the beautiful that lasts. It is that which is beautiful that lifts us to another dimension, the experience of the transcendent. Ta Lung is telling this monk, look around you. What we call the hard and fast reality body is constantly changing, but it is revealed by that which brings beauty and joy to your heart. Yet how is this the hard and fast body of reality? There are two Buddhist answers to this question, which are familiar to the old-timers here, but are quite difficult for Westerners to grasp. But once grasped, they satisfy the longing. The first is the question of time. There is no such thing as time. The past is gone. The future is not yet. There is only this very instant. And even that disappears instantly, if you will. As soon as we try to pin it down, as soon as we say, there it is, it's gone. Poof, gone. But what that means is that everything that ever was or is or will be is present right here, right now, in this fleeting instant. To paraphrase T.S. Eliot, time past and time future are present in time now, in this very instant. Our grandparents, long ago deceased, are right here with us now. Our great-grandchildren, as yet unborn, are present with us right here, right now. Whatever has been and whatever will be are all here now. It is all given in every fleeting instant, all at once, now. Try it out. Test it. Call to mind someone you have loved who has died. Just take a minute and call to mind someone who has gone before, who has died, whom you loved. Can you not see that person's face? Can you not feel his or her presence with you? Inside you? Is that person not present to you right now? Here. This moment. The other Buddhist teaching that speaks to this problem is the one body. And the one body is this. Everything that is, or was, or will be, is a member of the one body. You and I, the flowers, the rain, the stars, the heavens, we are all one body. We are all members of each other, just as surely as my nose and my toes are members of this one body I call Margaret. We are all one body. Because we are one body, we are always all present to each other. We are all always accessible to each other. Again, try it out. Test it. Go out into the garden and be one with one of the flowers. Just be with it. Let go of your awareness of everything else. Just be with that flower, or with a tree you love, or with a cloud in the sky. Let that be your whole focus. Let your own boundaries dissolve in that focus. Become the flower, become the tree, become the cloud. If you give yourself to this process, you will indeed realize that you are the flower, you are the tree, you are the cloud. You are it and it is you. There is no separation. Have you ever gone out on a clear night when all the stars were visible and just stared at them? Have you lost yourself in them? Felt your own boundaries disappear? Have you had to bring yourself back to remember who and where you were? If you have done this, you have truly been aware of being one with those stars. If you have done this, you have truly experienced the transcendent. That reality in which there is neither time nor separation. That great oneness that deists call God and Buddhists lovingly call it. We are all one body, one great luminous shimmering organism. The whole universe is accessible to us because we are part of it, and it is part of us. As surely as your right hand and your left hand are part of the same body. Now this body is ever changing. It is constantly shifting, moving, rearranging itself. Yet it is one, and each of us is included in the one. This is the hard and fast body of reality. This constantly changing one body. This is what Ta Lung gives as the answer to the anguished monk. Look at the stream. It is ever moving, ever changing. It is the hard and fast reality body. Look at the colorful tapestry of flowers. Flowers are also constantly changing, bursting into bloom, and when you least want them to, wilting, arising and disappearing. They are the hard and fast body of reality. Ta Lung says to the monk, you too are like this, arising and disappearing, constantly changing, yet part of this great one body, and always present in this very moment. This moment that is gone as soon as we try to locate it. You are always present in every very moment. Take heart. This is the hard and fast reality body you seek. This is the answer to your question. It is all one great, ever-changing, ever-constant dance. I would invite any comments or questions.
This is some pretty deep stuff right here. thing that just
keeps me from going crazy, that I've been thinking the past few days, is that patience is the highest austerity. And it's like, I want to be able to understand, but I know I have to take my time to understand it.
The words, it shall be revealed to you, came through, and then I thought, and you shall reveal it to yourself.
I admit that I still have trouble being one with the vegetables and the flowers. I mean, I've gone out and sat in the garden, and but I think that my continuing to garden every year says something about the connection that there is, and conviction that we're all made of the same stuff, and that's certainly one body. No matter how your mind filters out things or doesn't let you connect in certain ways, getting your hands dirty and feeling that you're part of it physically, chemically, I think it's just another aspect of the same thing. I hope.
I thought about gardening as if you have to be one to get things to grow, to get flowers to bloom. If you're not one with them, you don't bother. You don't have
exactly.
Flowers.
That's right.
You're there. That's where I am.
And they're important to you. And there are people in the world who will mow down those beautiful flowers at the top of a hat.
Sometimes unwittingly.
I think it's always unwitting. It's just they're just not conscious of it as being.
In my defense, I have to say.
No, I always think it's unwitting.
I don't know if anyone felt it, but today with the rain, it made it easier because rain is so loud, and so you listen to it. And then when you listen, you stop whatever is going on in here and can... it becomes louder, and then there's a connection of some sort.
Mm-hmm. which is related to music, to the sound of music. There's been a particular bird around here all day.
Yeah.
Mary thinks it's a thrush, but I have no idea. But it's been up here all day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely connected with music.
All I can hear is the table saw.
Please don't become one with the table saw.
All I can hear is the table saw.
And on that note.
You're going to hear the music again.
Oh, we are.
You want to hear it again?
I thought we are.
I expected Margaret to say, won't you play it again?
Yeah, okay, and we'll sing it again. But you have to tell us what the missing line is.
I thought we were just going to have
listen.
Mary Jo play it.
Just kind of sing
it. Try to remember what you said.
Oh, okay.
No, you said nothing about playing it again.
I know I said nothing about playing it again. He made it up in his mind. And
I think in the past you have.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got to check. Major to C flat major, it had 7 flats.
Oh, I passed. You can do it. To know that I personally respond to your talk, Margaret, and as you know, I have a tendency not to give up on things. And one of the things I'm working on is how to get back and bug you all. And I will do it. I will find a way. So after I'm gone, I'll be back. So Kyle, don't think you're going to have it easy. Thank you.
Papa will be watching.
You'll be happy to know I was mean to Kyle this evening.
I hit you with the stick.
Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to receive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it. Creations are numberless. I vow to free them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to put an end to them. Reality is boundless. I vow to perceive it. The enlightened way is unsurpassable.